I'm waiting to see the work that is done and the input we get from the states. But in the address I gave, the Bradfield address I gave in Sydney, I think I left a pretty good hint that where it's currently running, which is well below the cap, may well be where we end up.
Scott Morrison there at his first Council of Australian Governments meeting, foreshadowing that he plans to cut Australia's immigration intake. That could see a fall from 190,000 to 160,000 a year. And he's asked premiers and chief ministers to advise him on where there's skill shortages in their states and territories, with an overall aim to ease congestion on Sydney and Melbourne. For a recap on everything that happened at COAG and to find out really what South Australia is advocating for, I'm going to be joined now by the Liberal Premier, Stephen Marshall, who was actually the host of today's meeting. Welcome.
Good afternoon, Patricia.
So judging by the post-COAG press conference, it sounds like it was a bit of a love-in between the first ministers today. Was that actually the case behind closed doors?
Yeah, look, I think that it was a very productive and focused meeting. It was a long agenda, but we got through the agenda and we did it in a respectful way. I think Scott Morrison was a very skilled chairperson for the meeting, and I think the fact that we all had dinner the night before gave us an opportunity to sort of discuss openly our thoughts with regards to some of the agenda items, and I think that led to a quality meeting today.
Why don't you want to see our immigration intake cut?
Well, I don't want to see South Australia's immigration cut.
Well, look, can I just clarify before you go on? Do you have a view about our overall immigration intake? Should that take a cut?
I think that we need a more sophisticated approach to population growth in Australia than what we've had. I think just going for one overall national number hasn't really been an optimal solution. We've seen repeatedly some states saying that they're struggling to cope with the enormous growth in some parts of their state, whereas other jurisdictions, sort of regions in Australia are really looking to significantly grow their population. So, yes, I think we still need to maintain growth nationally at around about the level that we've had it in the past. So I wouldn't be supporting a cut. But where we have that population growth is really the question, and that's the question that COAG considered today.
Okay, so that is different, though, because the government looks like it may cut it overall. I know that they're not going to cut yours. They've made that very clear. You've made that very clear. But it looks like they may cut the overall figure from 190,000 to potentially 160,000. You're not in favour of that?
No, I'm not in favour of a cut. And I think that what we need to wait to see is exactly what the federal government does. They've asked us to put forward our cases state by state, arguing the case for what we would ultimately like to see in our state, even down to designated areas within our states. That information is due in by the end of January and will help inform the federal government's view that they will announce in the budget to be handed down in April. I think what the Prime Minister repeatedly said today is that the level that we've got at the moment is around about the level I think he said that he was hinting that the level that we've had is the level that we will have going forward. But I suppose he also made the point that we are quite a considerable way below that target in actual numbers at the moment.
Congestion and population growth in Sydney and Melbourne aside, can the PM really expect new migrants and skilled foreign workers to go to places that the majority of Australian population has left behind? I mean, this is the issue, isn't it? That, you know, people go to where the opportunities are, and those opportunities are often in those big cities, Melbourne and Sydney.
Well, I think there's a lot of people that want to come to Australia, and they want to come to Australia for different reasons, and we need to, I think, create some preference and some incentive for people to go to the areas in which we need them. I mean, at the moment, skill shortages in certain parts of South Australia lead to a considerable handbrake on the productive capacity of our state. We want to remove that handbrake, release that handbrake. We want to grow our state's productive capacity, our state's output, and at the moment, the necessary skilled migration is holding that back.
So what kinds of things will you suggest by the end of January? I mean, no doubt you've got your wish list already.
Well, we've got areas of the state where we just aren't attracting the right number of people in, and We have what we call designated area migration agreements in Australia. At the moment, they're very cumbersome to develop. They take a considerable amount of time. We need to have greater flexibility, greater speed in developing those designated areas. We want to keep the regional sponsored migration scheme in place. We want to be, we want to remain having that sort of that preferential arrangement for the regional sponsored migration scheme that sort of dropped off with changes. We've got to get it back to where it was previously. Want more international students in South Australia, and we will be seeking to get some concessions around maybe some post study work rights for those people that are coming. These are some of the things that we're considering in South Australia in our bid to attract more people into our state.
Closing the gap was another key item on the COAG agenda today, and First
Correct.
Ministers highlighted the need to listen and consult with Aboriginal people. Tell me about that. I mean, is that a shift in that approach? Is there now a shift towards allowing Indigenous Australians to determine what those closing the gap targets are?
Well, I think, I mean, I haven't been at the previous COAG, but certainly the other chief ministers or first ministers were speaking to this point, saying that they think that this process is now back on the rails. They believe that previously the closing the gap changes were being, if you like, top down, and that there's a much more effective way of going by consulting with Aboriginal communities and leaders and nations about what those targets in the refreshed Closing the Gap report or framework should be, and that by doing that, we're much more likely to affect useful change and in fact, accelerate our ambition to close the gap around Australia.
And finally, Premier, now the space race between the states is over, how will South Australia make good on its successful bid for a space agency?
We've already got a very successful space sector in South Australia. We've got about 60 firms currently employing around 800 people. We've made a real focus on this. Last year, we hosted the International Astronautical Congress in South Australia, which attracted every single space agency in the world. So we've got a real expertise around NanoSat or SmartSat, CubeSat technology, which is one of the great themes in space at the moment. So we've already got a capability in that area. Look, every state has got a capability, but I suppose our pitch to the federal government is that you need to put your headquarters somewhere. Why not put it where the vast majority of the industry is and have industry interacting with the headquarters to accelerate the delivery of our objectives for the National Space Agency? We were successful. We're absolutely delighted. But we will be working with every other state, territories around Australia to deliver on the full ambition for this great venture for our country. Long overdue, finally being delivered by the Coalition in their first budget, and now, of course, the headquarters to be established in 2019 in Adelaide.
Thank you so much for joining us tonight.
My pleasure.
Stephen Marshall is the Liberal Premier of South Australia and was the host of today's COAG meeting.